Good morning. Take your Bible and turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I suppose in today's society, especially as touching Christianity, every believer needs to be aware of the material in chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14. I am not downplaying any of the rest of 1 Corinthians, but in today's setting, with the confusion about the charismatic gifts, charismatic movement, charismatic ministers, it's imperative that God's children know what the Bible says, if they are not to be deceived by hucksters, shams, counterfeits, false teachers. Now, you will notice as we've gotten down through to verse 4, it says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit." You'll remember that in verse 3, Paul kind of clears the deck, and he says, all right, now look, we're going to begin with an understanding of the Holy Spirit and what he does. Now, he doesn't go into great detail here. If you really want to make a study of this, you go back, please, to John's account of the gospel in chapter 12, chapter 14. You will find many statements concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit and what he would do and what he would not do. Now here, he says there are diversities of the gifts, but the same Spirit. We have established in verse 3 the centrality of the Holy Spirit in personal experience. Everything that a believer has experienced, you're going to be in one of two groups. You are either going to be of the group that bends their understanding, warps their understanding to the Word of God, or you will be one of a group that warps the Scripture to human logic. You will be one or the other. You will do one or the other. You may lapse across the line once in a while, but when it comes down to it, you will either be solidly in one group or the other. Now, the problem is this. The Word of God is plain in that God's ways were above our ways, his ways past finding out. And for us to approach God and make the basis of our relationship with God our understanding, our logic, our reasoning, that would be to fail. If you want to know God, if you want to know the will of God, if you want to know more about Jesus, heaven, anything in the spiritual realm concerning your relationship with God, you go to the Scripture. You see, when you mold your reasoning to the Word of God, you conform to the will of God, then you come out at the right place. But when you assume a position of spiritual pride, an arrogance, a humanistic point of view, and you make the Scriptures what you understand them to be, you force the Scripture to conform to your understanding, then, my friend, you are going to wind up someplace you're not happy with at all. Now, there are diversities of gifts. There's a variety of them, but the same Spirit. Basically, let me paraphrase it. Let me just go ahead and snatch from the sequential verses here and give you a little more understanding here. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit who empowers each. All right? Now, there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now, please understand this. We're not making a blanket statement. Paul is not making a blanket statement that everything out there in the religious realm, though it's different, all goes back to the same God. Not true. You will hear statements being made, and they are made for political reasons. People say, well, you know, we all worship the same God, whether you call him Christ or Jehovah or Allah or, you know, the causality or the force, or he's all the same. No, he's not. No, it's not. We're not talking about the same thing. There are diversities of operations if God is behind it. It's the same God who has these diversities of operations, differences of administrations, different ways of doing things, a diversity of gifts. But if we are talking about something that is genuinely of God, then you must find God behind each one of them. When you go out and you look at religion, and you listen to the popular, politically sanitized religious expression of the day, we're all children of God, and we're all brothers in the sight of God, and all roads lead to heaven, and hogwash, it is not so. Jesus was explicit in this matter. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no other way. Now, as he moves down through here, he says, but the manifestation, verse 7, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. It is not for any other reason but profiting. Now, we're not talking here in dollars and cents. We're talking about profiting spiritually, the idea of being built up in the faith, not built up in your own mind. Oh, look how much I know, how wonderful I am, how spiritual I am. Not that. But to actually and genuinely become more like Jesus Christ. That is the purpose. Now, 4:1, verse 8, and now you're going to find here, and if you keep track of them, you can count them if you like. Here are gifts given to the early church by the Holy Spirit. Now, the reason they were given is because, by contrast to us today, they did not have the Bible. They had the Old Testament scripture, and they may have had certain of the epistles that Paul had written that were in circulation, but there was no canon of scripture, no New Testament at this point in time. And so, therefore, the things that you and I can go to the Word of God and find out and learn and be edified by, these things were not available to the early church. So, these sign gifts were given for the edification of the church as a whole. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Now, we say, well, what is this word of wisdom? We're speaking about a divinely given knowledge in some realm wherein you've not previously studied. It's very much like the gift of tongues, a divinely given ability to speak a language that you had not heretofore studied and become proficient in. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, an uncanny ability to sort through things, to know the truth, to know what is the best way to go. It would be essential for a pastor to have this gift if he is going to effectively lead his congregation in that period of time. To another, a word of knowledge by the same Spirit, this differing from the first one, knowing things that he has not studied, being revealed to this individual by the Spirit of God. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Well, back up a minute. Prophecy. Let's talk about that for a moment. Usually when people speak about prophecy, they are speaking in a very limited sense, a very narrow field of understanding. When you talk about a prophet, you normally, today, people are talking about somebody who predicts the future, somebody who says, oh, I see, and I've heard it. I've heard people talk about, there's someone here in the congregation tonight who is about to receive a great blessing from God. Yes, I see it clearly. You are going to get a brand new van, a Ford van, and you are going to use that van to bring folks to the meetings here at the church. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful when this new van rolls into the service of God, blah, 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 blah. A prophet. That is not biblical prophecy, not in the biblical sense. One who is given the gift of prophecy is given an uncanny ability to speak forth the word of God. This is not something that is parlor trickery. This is not predictive. Now, sometimes the word of God, as it was spoken forth, concerned things that would happen in the future. And in the Old Testament, you see this. The prophecies concerning Cyrus, some 600-700 years before he showed up in Jewish history, and his influence on what happened there after the fall of Babylon, after the Babylonian captivity. You find the prophecies concerning the coming of Messiah in Isaiah and various of the prophets. Again, predictive, but for the most part, their ministry was one of telling forth the word of God, and usually in connection with condemnation of sin. To another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits. There is a great need for that today. The need to be able to tell when something is really of God and something that is not, while it pretends to be. To another, divers kinds, or a variety of kinds of tongues. And as I mentioned, we're speaking about a divinely given ability to speak a language, to communicate in a human language, a tongue or a language you've not heretofore studied, and it was given for the purpose of the proclamation of the gospel. It was not ever a biblically given gift, given by the Holy Spirit to speak in an unknown tongue, that is, in a, quote, heavenly prayer language, a heavenly tongue. Every time you find it recorded in the scripture where tongues are being actively used, it is always in a known language. It is only when people take it out of that arena that the problem begins to be a real detriment to the church. We'll get into that specifically in chapter 14. We're not there yet. To another, the interpretation of tongues. This gift, like the gift preceding it, the gift of tongues, is the divinely given ability to interpret, to understand what is being said in a foreign language. An interpreter. I've used interpreters when I go to Romania. I do not speak Romanian. So I get somebody to interpret for me. I speak in English. They will take what I say from the English language and then put it into the Romanian vocabulary and syntax and interpret or translate. That is probably a better usage here for the word that is written out as interpretation, translation of tongues. Now, you'll notice here, as you count down through there, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. There are 9 of them. Now, if you would, just on your own, go ahead and look at the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Now, we're not going to turn there. I'm out of time for today, and I need to tie this off. You will notice, though, it says, but all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. It's under his control, not man's. I got to go. See you tomorrow.